presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton earned the presumptive part of that title the day before Tuesday's primaries, on a day when no voters went to the polls and no votes were cast. Instead, the Associated Press's call was based on interviews with superdelegates who pledged to support Hillary Clinton but don't actually vote until the conventions in July, and who, Bernie Sanders reminds us, could be persuaded to change their minds between now and then. Stephen Ohlmarker from the AP led the vote count. Here is his response on Fox News.
When you know something, you know, this is news. You know, we've been counting delegates in primaries and caucuses. We've been calling superdelegates and reporting on what they tell us. And when we got to 2383, that's news. The fact that a candidate for the Democratic nomination has the support of enough delegates to win the nomination at the convention, that's news, and reporting the news is what we do.
Joining me now to discuss the AP's decision is Jerry Hester. He's director of reporting and writing at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism here in New York. Jerry, welcome.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, what do you make of the timing and the process that the AP used here?
Well, look, this is something that clearly, for a lot of reasons, the Clinton camp didn't like. A lot of voters may have not liked. And the Sanders camp certainly hated. But the AP, in the end, did its job. It reported its news, and it did it in a proactive way. You know, in terms of the timing, it wasn't as much as before the six primaries this past Tuesday, but after the primary in Puerto Rico. That's when the numbers really told the story.
But here's the big problem, though, is that the AP surveys superdelegates. They have the count of pledged delegates, and they say, based on our conversations with who the superdelegates are going to support, she has enough people for the nomination. The question is, who are they to say that? Bernie Sanders is correct. They could potentially, as unlikely as it is, go to every superdelegate and convince them to change their minds. It may be a long shot, but if it's possible under the rules, who's the AP to say that she's got the nomination?
I mean, that's absolutely true. But AP is reporting a moment in time. And the key word, and the one they keep using, is presumptive. You know, you can imagine if AP would have come out and that their reporting would have shown that delegates were thinking about turning to Bernie, that would have been an incredible story as well. And that would have been one that they should have broken the moment they were confident of being able to say that.
So we don't report results like this or exit polls like this until polls close. There have been lessons learned on election nights that you don't do that reporting until everybody has gotten a chance to vote. They even withhold results because of time zones, right? So that California voters or Oregon voters don't get turned off and stay home. It seems like this may have had a similar effect, though.
You know, I would I'd say there's a difference here. When you're dealing with, you know, calling an election based on early returns and or exit polls, you're making an extrapolation. And, you know, certainly as we learned in 2000, there's a time zone issue, as you point out. But I think this is a different kind of exercise. This was reporting. This was the AP going out and talking to 700-odd people. It's, I think, a lot different than kind of a mathematical exercise where you're extrapolating from numbers. And again, they're reporting what it is in time now. Could that change? Possibly. Could this potentially have an effect on whether that changes or not? Absolutely. But it's not the AP's job to protect us democracy from itself. It's AP's job to report the facts as they are.
Did the AP do a good enough job of making all of those stipulations that you and I have been making? That yes, superdelegates are free to change their minds. Yes, they could. This is a moment in time, but right now we're saying this. It could change if Bernie Sanders hits a home run.
Yeah, I think in the way that they framed it in terms of calling her the presumptive nominee, in terms of any kind of speculation in their own main story, there wasn't much. But their story certainly has spurred that conversation and more.
And of course, once that story gets onto cable news in particular and conversations like this, it's not covered in the nuanced way. The Chyron says AP colon Hillary Clinton presumptive nominee. That matters.
Absolutely. The headlines matter. And as you can see, this story from the AP made headlines. It was a banner headline across the top of the New York Times, both on the physical paper and on their homepage and in the mobile feed. And in all of those, in big letters, you had AP says.
What about the accusation from the Sanders campaign that if not a conspiracy, this was an establishment nudge towards Hillary Clinton from the AP, from the corporate media that was designed to put his candidacy to bed finally?
I can't say what goes on in terms of the decision making at the AP and what spurs them. But from their public accounts, from the way that the story has been presented, and seemingly from the solid reporting behind it, they're telling the news.
And we should also be clear about Bernie Sanders in this conversation, too. This is an experienced politician who knows the rules, not only in the Democratic Party, but in the media and how the game is played. And he understands if a news organization is going to make a call, that he can play it a certain way to make it seem like they're all against him. That plays to his campaign narrative.
Well, yeah. In terms of his narrative, it's not him losing New Jersey necessarily. It's not him losing California. It's turning on this idea of the superdelegates. And remember, the superdelegates are something that he has not necessarily been in favor before, but now they've become his last and perhaps only hope.
Competing incentives in a fast-moving campaign, the AP's timing, and their judgment in reporting that Hillary Rodham Clinton was the presumptive nominee before everyone went to the polls in New Jersey and California and everywhere else on Tuesday. Jerry Hester, Director of Reporting and Writing at the CUNY Graduate School for Journalism. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Todd.